Carlson, Biden's mental decline is no longer possible to deny. By Jeff Poor on July 16, 2022. Friday, FNC's Tucker Carlson weighed in on the implications of President Joe Biden's alleged mental decline, which, according to Carlson, has been undeniable and was no longer off-limits for criticism. According to Carlson, Democrats were aware of Biden's condition but still promoted his candidacy. Transcript as follows. Carlson, Ronnie Jackson is a physician. He joined the White House medical unit many years ago under President George W. Bush. He stayed in that job. He went on to serve as physicians to the two subsequent presidents, Barack Obama and Donald Trump, so Ronnie Jackson knows a lot about what it takes to run the country. During the 2020 presidential campaign, Jackson was home watching Joe Biden deliver a speech, and what he saw Biden say bothered him deeply as a physician. Biden had just announced that he was a candidate for the U.S. Senate. Watch. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., then candidate for President of the United States, I'm here to ask you for your help. Where I come from, you don't get far unless you ask. My name is Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. End video clip. Carlson, so, Ronnie Jackson saw that and then went on Twitter and he made the obvious point. Joe Biden, before this goes any further, should undergo a cognitive examination. The country deserves that. Well, within 20 minutes, Jackson recalls in his new memoir, Barack Obama sent him an email, a characteristically sneering one, and we're quoting, "I have to express my disappointment at the cheap shot you took at Joe Biden via Twitter," Obama said. "It was unprofessional. I expect better." So, that wasn't just Obama speaking. That was the uniform command of the people who run the Democratic Party throughout the 2020 campaign. Do not notice what Joe Biden is actually like. If you see him on television, turn away because you might conclude he is fundamentally, physically, cognitively unfit for office. But you can't say that, and if you do, Barack Obama will scold you personally, immediately. Well, fast forward a few years. Joe Biden is now the president and his mental decline is no longer possible to deny, and therefore it's no longer off limits. Barack Obama isn't going out and defending Joe Biden's competence anymore. Everybody watching, everyone in the media, that would include Barack Obama's former advisors, is now in agreement that Joe Biden is senile and cannot govern the United States. Watch. Begin video clip. Peter Baker, New York Times, he tends to shuffle sometimes because he has, you know, mobility issues that the doctors have identified. Sometimes, his speeches tend to be a little listless or he seems to momentarily get confused or have trouble summoning names. David Axelrod, CNN senior political commentator. A third of them, the largest number, said age, that he was too old. That is a problem that's not going to get better. He's not going to get younger. Nia-Malika Henderson, CNN senior political reporter, he's not going to get any younger. I think there are a lot of people who have looked at him over these last years and see he isn't what he used to be 10 years ago. Mark McKinnon, political advisor, he knows he is 80 years old, 79 to 80 years old. He knows he's an old, white guy in a party that's demographically changing and diverse. And the future is not going to be an old white guy. Van Jones, CNN political commentator. When he does badly, when he stumbles, you get nervous and you wonder, is it just a stutter? Is he tired or something else there? Listen, if anybody says the Democrats aren't beginning to have these questions behind closed doors, that's not true. People are. End video clip. Carlson, so, the problem with Joe Biden, says Mark McKinnon, is that he is white. Notice the casual racism of the left, 2022. It's ubiquitous. You barely even notice it. But that's not the problem with Joe Biden. Who cares what his skin color is? The problem with Joe Biden is he is cognitively unable to serve. But take three steps back. That's not Joe Biden's fault. It's not his fault he has dementia. No. The fact that Joe Biden is president is an indictment of the media and the Democratic Party because they have known. Contrary to what they're telling you now, Joe Biden's decline, his full-blown senility, has been obvious for more than 3 years. We noticed it. We're not doctors. By the way, we had no special animus toward Joe Biden at all. But we watched him and we said this out loud for the first time. We checked today, On May 14, 2019. Begin video clip. Carlson, as of today, pretty much everyone paid to prognosticate on television still considers Biden the prohibitive frontrunner in the race. He checks every box. Therefore, he must get the nomination. That's how they think, because they're dumb. What they're leaving out of the equation is Biden himself. Watch this video and ask yourself if Joe Biden is really going to be the Democratic nominee, much less President of the United States? It was shot yesterday in New Hampshire. Keep in mind, we have not altered it in any way. This is entirely real. Watch. Reporter, Vice President Biden, do you have a comment on the Chinese tariffs? Biden, I'll answer this question. The answer is yes, I do. The president has done nothing but increase the tariffs, the debt and the trade deficit. The way you have to proceed is we have to have our allies with us. It's not just us. We have to keep the rest of the world together. Secondly, we should, labor should be at the table as well as our allies. Because that's the only thing and the fourth thing we should do is we should be focusing on the things that, in fact, I've been talking about for a long time. China's greatest violation is the way in which they steal our intellectual property. We should make it quid pro quo, as I've told, when I was dealing with Xi Jinping. It should be simple. Here's the deal. You say that in fact anything has to be owned 50% by Chinese to invest in China. Guess what? In America, it's the same thing. This idea of dealing with all, the only people who are paying the price are farmers and working people right now. He's going about it all the wrong way. A lot of bravado, no action. Carlson, but wait a second, you're saying to yourself, that didn't make any sense. Not a single phrase in a full minute of talking conveyed an intelligible idea, not one. That wasn't even word salad. It was a verbal Jackson Pollock painting. Nouns, verbs, adjectives spilled like cans of paint bleeding into each other, a sticky, postmodern mess. At one point, Biden actually jumped from point 2 directly to point 4 just to let you know that your old-fashioned linear assumptions about numerical sequencing are no good here, man. That's yesterday's mathematics. End video clip. Carlson, so, we put it on the air back in 2019. Again, not because we are particularly against Joe Biden. He seemed a lot better than Beto O'Rourke or Mayor Pete. We put it on because we happened to be watching one day and try to follow what he was saying about China because it seemed important. Not one national news organization had noted at all that this guy couldn't speak in complete sentences, couldn't convey coherent ideas. Nobody had ever mentioned that and of course, anyone in Washington who knew Joe Biden. He had been there since 1972 and basically most people kind of liked him. He was a friendly guy. This was not the Joe Biden anyone who knew Joe Biden had seen before. He completely changed. This was clearly cognitive decline. This was dementia, obviously. So, we drew a conclusion that now sounds ridiculous, but it seemed logical at the time. This guy can't be the Democratic nominee. He can barely speak. How did he manage to get through the campaign? Well, it turned out, we learned later, his staff supervised by Dr. Jill. His wife, was giving him pills before every public appearance, checking the time and at a certain hour, giving him a dose of something. Now, it's not a guess. We're not making that up. We've spoken directly to someone who was there and saw it happen multiple times. Now, before taking the medication, this person said, Biden was like a small child. You couldn't communicate with him. He changed completely because he was on drugs and he clearly still is on drugs. No one is pushing to know what those drugs are. We should know. But the point is, Joe Biden's dementia was perfectly obvious to everyone around him more than 3 years ago. So, we never thought this could happen. You can't make a senile man president of the United States. This is our country. This is a real country. It needs a real leader, even one you disagree with. But someone who was in full possession was faculties. No one would ever do that. It's crazy. We were completely wrong. We were wrong because we underestimated the cynicism and the recklessness of the Democratic Party and the media who serve them. They will say literally anything, no matter how implausible or immoral, if it brings them more power. They knew exactly how incapacitated Joe Biden was. They lied about it and the disaster we're living with today is a direct result of their lying and it's getting worse. It's humiliating. Yesterday, for example, we could go on for an hour. We're not going to, but just to sum it up, yesterday Joe Biden tried to shake an invisible man's hand. Not the first time he has done this. He did the same thing in April and both of those sad moments are on tape. Here they are. Begin video clip. Biden, God bless you all. Applause. Biden, great honor. Thank you very, very much. Isaac Herzog, President of Israel, thank you. Speaker, speaking in foreign language, thank you, President Herzog and President Biden. End video clip. Carlson, so, if you don't like Biden or his agenda and we certainly don't, there is a kind of partisan glee you take from this. Look how pathetic he is, but, you know, if you're an American, there's no upside. Actually, this is horrible for all of us. It reflects poorly not just on the Democratic Party or Biden himself, but on our country, and it is happening constantly with increasing frequency. On Wednesday of this week, during a trip to Israel, Biden announced that we have to keep alive the honor of the Holocaust. Huh? Begin video clip. Biden, to continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness to keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust. End video clip. Carlson, it's just absolutely awful, and again, there's no upside. So, Joe Biden's senile. Everybody knows it. Do we win a prize now? No. We watch our country degrade. So, you have to ask, who did this to the rest of us? Who is responsible for putting this guy in a position where he was elected president? Well, we could start the list of the culpable with Joe Biden's 2020 campaign manager, Jen O'Malley Dillon. She did this. Where is she now? Well, she's now deputy chief of staff in the White House. She knew exactly how senile Joe Biden was. Susan Rice knew well, too. Of course, she did. Susan Rice now runs America's domestic policy out of the White House. Ron Klain knew perfectly well that Joe Biden was not fit to be president, that he has dementia. Ron Klain was elevated to White House chief of staff. And of course, Dr. Jill, his wife, was perfectly aware. Members of Joe Biden's own family knew perfectly well and told other people about it. We've reported that before and it's true, and yet they didn't stop him. Mike Donilon was the chief strategist of Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Now he's one of Biden's senior advisors. Same with Anita Dunn. She was once co-campaign manager. She's now another senior advisor for Biden and a former Obama communications director. She has massive power in this country. That's how she was rewarded for foisting this guy on the rest of us. Brian Deese, same thing. The man who screwed up our climate and energy policy during the Obama years. He knew perfectly well Joe Biden was senile, but he wanted power again. So, he didn't say a word. Once again, same principle at work. People make grave errors in judgment. They do something horrible to the United States of America, and they're rewarded for it. They're never punished. They're rewarded. These people now run the country. And above all, Barack Obama. Barack Obama knew perfectly well that Joe Biden was senile. Barack Obama spent 8 years making fun of Joe Biden and degrading Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden has no dignity, he put up with it. But Obama knew that Biden wasn't fit to be president, and that matters because Obama is and has always been the person actually running the Democratic Party. And of course, the media knew. They knew perfectly well, but they lied. From day one, they lied. Here they are telling us during the campaign that Joe Biden actually, shut up, ageist, he just is perfectly fine. Begin video clip. Axelrod, well, he just decided to bypass the primaries and go right to the main event and kind of consign everybody else to the kiddie table. Jamie Gengel, CNN special correspondent, that is Joe Biden at his best. That is someone who is authentic. It's the reason he connects with people. He is having fun. This is not heavy lifting for Joe Biden. Anna Navarro, CNN political commentator. Joe Biden never gave up on Joe Biden, and it reminded me so much of 2008 John McCain. Jones, look, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Joe Biden, we need him. You know, you hit play on your phone or whatever and there's Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe Biden talking in a way that I think Americans want to hear. The person of Joe Biden is a welcome entry into this race. End video clip. Carlson, every one of those people knew. Again, we knew and said so out loud, not because we have some special entree into the secrets of the Democratic Party. We certainly don't. We are hardly Democratic Party insiders. but because we watch TV for 90 seconds and we saw unmistakably the signs of dementia in Joe Biden. Every one of the people you just saw lied about what they knew. They hid that fact from you and the rest of the country because they wanted more power. But now the game is over for Joe Biden. As Mark McKinnon said, he's just too white. So, suddenly our media is admitting what we noted 3 years ago and that everyone knew, that this was a scam. They are living with the mess they created, and we hope that they will never be allowed to avoid responsibility for what they did. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.